You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 5. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. This is aired on Global Community Radio. If you have any feedback for the show or comments about the show, feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. My website for all the information about the show and some podcast information can be found at intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. I started a new Twitter because I decided that I'm going to be doing open forum questions, and I feel like you need a separate platform than just email to answer the questions. So if you have any questions for the show, questions for my guests, questions for me, answers to the open forum question, that all can be answered if you follow me on Twitter at Teen Girl Radio. Feel free to send me a tweet or let me know you're there. I also started a new Facebook page. It's called Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, just so you can keep updated on what's going on. So today I started recording this yesterday, but it didn't happen so well because I was on a bus and it was horrible. And I was on a bus to actually go on a date with somebody that I'm seeing. It was with his family. We went to see Jurassic World. It was not bad, honestly. I accidentally fell asleep. Like, the last few days have been crazy because I've been on, like, a really weird schedule. So, things were, of course, definitely different because the time difference and, or not the time difference, but being able to differentiate between when I should be sleeping and when I should not be sleeping, and I've just been all over the place, so I just wake up and sleep whenever I feel like it. So today I wanted to talk to you about, I don't know, quite a few things. So I thought it would be a good idea to of course, let the audience get to know me. I feel like that will create a more stronger connection between me and my listeners if we can find some things that we agree with and get along with, you know? Or, like, if we share the same music. So, some of the kinds of music that I listen to, well, genres, is, of course, jazz, rap, and alternative, and rock, and things like that. So I wanted to talk to you about some of my favorite music and why I listen to it. So for me, when I go to write or think about things, it's always good to have inspirational music in the background, and my inspirational music is jazz and classical. My favorite jazz artists, of course, are all the oldies: Frank Sinatra, Ravi and John Coltrane, Nat King Cole, and things like that. I love jazz. I mean, I love Nat King Cole's song Love. It really means a lot to me. That song is so beautiful. I grew up in a very kind of strict background with my adoptive parents. I was only allowed to do certain things, and I was very old-fashioned. Like, I was taught that you had to cook and clean and take care of whoever you were with in the house and all that, like their emotional needs and things like that. And so, naturally, being in that kind of mindset and being in that background, I listened to a lot of older stuff. Like, I really like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was a really interesting character. I loved his songs. I can still jam out to his songs today. There's a lot of, like, songs as far as oldies rap, or not oldies rap, I'm sorry, oldies rock that I got into, like AC/DC and Led Zeppelin and things like that, because of my adoptive father. He used to listen to that a lot on road trips, and at the time, most of the time, I did not have like a CD player or MP3 player, so I listened to whatever he wanted to listen to or whatever was on the radio, you know? And so when I entered high school, things were a little bit different. Not only was I listening to Michael Jackson and really oldie stuff, I got introduced to a newer genre of music, and that was rap. I was going through like a lot at the time, and I was very confused, and I was like, why am I being the way that I'm being? Like, I don't know. That was a period of my time where I didn't really like myself. I was not a very happy person, and when I wasn't really, like, I was faking it, and I don't know, I just wasn't happy, and it took me a long time to realize that, and I used a lot of people, and I had done some pretty horrible things, and I've been used, and a lot of horrible things were done to me, so there you have it. But when I was going through the hard times where I felt like I needed someone and I was going through, like, things that were really hard, Jeezy, kind of his lyrics were, like, my saving grace. They were, like, I don't know how to explain it. Those lyrics meant a lot to me, and it helped me go through, like, a lot, because a lot of the things that he went through, or a lot of things that his inspirational quotes were just amazing. It got me through some stuff, as well as Loveline Radio. And so there's a lot of influential factors that make me who I am today, and there are a lot of influential factors that helped me get through high school, and that was just another thing on the list that really helped me get through it, because I didn't like high school. I was not happy with the way that I was being treated in high school. I didn't like the way I was treating others. Like I said, not a very happy experience for me. So being raised around older music and things like that, I decided to turn to alternative, and there's a lot of debates going on whether A Day to Remember or rock or Fall Out Boy or rock music, but I believe that I think it borderlines alternative, and I wanted to share a little story with you. So when I was living in LA, it was about 2013. There is a store over there called Amoeba Music Store. And that store had everything. Vinyls, CDs, cassette tapes, and things like that. It was a very exciting, very old record store. And I remember going in there wanting a Fall Out Boy album called Pax AM Days. It was released that year in 2013. And it was on vinyl too, so I thought that was interesting. Of course, unfortunately, I could not get it at that time, so I had to return back to the store later to get their new album, Save Rock and Roll. Well, not their newest album, but one of their new albums at the time. I had gotten Infinity on High and Take This to Your Grave CDs. I was so excited when I came home with them, because I had recently got a CD player, so I could actually play them, you know? It was really exciting. So, I pretty much covered, like, what I wanted to talk about on music and as far as bands and genres and artists that I listen to. So I want to talk about the kinds of shows that I watch. So I watch, like, everything. I used to watch, like, a lot of shows. So I'm going to narrow it down to the ones that I'm currently watching or the ones that I think are phenomenal. So for me, I used to like shows like The Secret Life of American Teenager, the kind of drama that was introduced with it. So I got introduced to Jane the Virgin, and it's just an interesting show. It's not really about the drama, it's about the quality of the show and the way that it was written. It leaves out a lot of, like, the last season leaves a lot of cliffhangers and things like that. So, I don't know, it was very different, and it's a different show. And I tried reading the book Snow Falling, but lately I've been really busy, and I just haven't had the time for it, you know? Another show that I liked is a new show that I got introduced to. It's called Rick and Morty. I didn't think I would like it, to be honest, but then I started watching it, and I thought it was really funny, and now I'm on the second season, bordering the third season, and I've been told it takes forever to come out with seasons, so if I finish the third season, that's it for a while. So I'm really interested in that. Like, a lot of people don't understand my references anymore. Like, I'm starting to understand my friend's references when he refers to things that are on Rick and Morty because I've already watched it. But then there are a couple people who don't know what Mr. Meeseeks is. And Mr. Meeseeks was this guy, like, Rick had created a box and and you push the button and it'll say, "I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me." And then you would give him a wish or whatnot, like, "I want new clothes," or "I want a new hairstyle," or things like that, or whatever you wanted. And he was like, "Can do," and things like that. So it was really interesting. I don't know, like, there's a couple episodes on Rick and Morty that are really entertaining, even though it's like a cluster mess of a show. Sometimes it's very confusing unless you're like watching it like and you're not texting a friend or anything like that. It should be really easy to catch up with if you're just watching the show. Another show I'm currently watching is called That 70s Show. I used to watch it when I was a kid, but I don't really remember too much about it. Like, I remember the characters, but I never really remembered, like, what happened in the show. So I'm going back to that. It's That 70s Show. It was made in the 90s, and I was wondering, like, why was it made in the 90s if it was a show for the 70s? And then it was later explained to me that it was trying to target a older generation for nostalgia and other things, and so I don't know. I like the show, honestly. I think it's funny. I'm still on the first season. Like, I'm starting all these new shows, and I don't always have time to do it. People tell me, "Oh, you have the time in the world. You get to choose your own hours. It's only 30 minutes on the show every week." But I'm doing this on a Saturday. I got places I gotta be, like, friends I gotta hang out with, or friends I wanna hang out with. There are people I'm trying to set up interviews with. I am going to tours and interviews, and I'm figuring out a way to balance all of this, and I'm gonna be starting college again in the for my second year. And so things are a little hectic, so I'm not always being able to watch things. Yesterday, I was invited to the K-Van studio last week, and I was finally able to go yesterday. It was amazing. For those of you who do not know what K-Van is, it's a radio station here in Tucson, and they give music artists who are unheard or not being able to be given the opportunity to be heard, they give them a voice. And they're really inspirational. They're very wonderful people, very nice. And for all my local listeners, you probably know what K-Van is. It's 97.1. It plays on the radio. And for those of you who don't know and do not live in Tucson, you can look up K-V-A-N, Tucson, in your Google search bar, and it'll come up, and you'll be able to listen to it wherever you are. I apologize. It is 6 in the morning. I'm really tired. I'm a little sick, so I'm not feeling well. So I'm sorry about my voice. I'm trying to finish this and get this sent off, so it'll be rebroadcasted tomorrow. So anyways, while I was at the K-Van studio, I had met some really interesting people. So I had met their really cool DJ, DJ Shakta. And I don't know, she's very, what's the word? She's very charming. She has that radio voice that I guess she has crafted. She is a radio DJ for K-Van. And she basically picks the songs she wants on the radio and talks about it. Yesterday, they were setting up to do this really cool live recording that of the show. Her sister came on the show, and it was from 4 to 6. Feel free to check out K-Van. Feel free to check it out 4 to 6, I believe on Fridays. DJ Madam Shakta will be on air, and I think she does brilliantly. So her sister, I am told, is a really good musician, and she was invited on the show to do a live recording. And of course they do, I've never seen, like, software equipment like this. So what they do is, they have a computer, and they have, like, these, like a weird switchboard that I wouldn't know how to use. And they have all these songs that they're going to play next I don't think that's the right word, but, like, a setup to talk about, or not to talk about, to play the songs in order of which they want it, and then they take it off when Madam Shakta wants to say something about the songs that they're using or if she wants to go live. So it was really interesting to go there. It was really hard to find, so I had gotten off at downtown Ronstadt and walked in the completely wrong direction. And so when I finally made it to the K-Van studio, I was glad that I wasn't late at all. I just kind of talked to them about my show, and they talked to me about what they do there at K-Van. They showed me their sacred store, which is right next to them. They provide, like, a lot of, like, organic materials and things like that, and little crafts and things like that that are really cool. I had a really good time, and I don't think I blew it at all, so I think that I did very well for myself, and I hope that that looks good on my manager and the studio at K-Van. And I hope that I will be continuing to remain in contact with K-Van and see where that leads. So now I'm going to talk about my favorite kind of food. So if I had to live off one restaurant for the rest of my life, it would be Subway. Not because of their infinite sandwiches, just for this one sandwich. I get the 12-inch Italian bread, not toasted. You put provolone cheese, you put turkey breast, and then you move on to the toppings, which are lettuce, tomato, olive, and mayonnaise. That's all I get every single time. And I love that sandwich to bits. But no, if I had to pick a type of food that I couldn't live without, and I know this sounds confusing because I just said Subway, I'm about to say something different. It is Mexican food. Like, they have a little Mexican restaurants here, like El Monolitos and El Potosinos. And there are these really cheap Mexican restaurants here that taste really good. I haven't been to Nico's in forever, so, like, my favorite food for the longest time was the regular big quesadilla at Nico's, like the really big one. They made them, like, super big, and it was, like, the best thing I had ever eaten. I haven't been to Nico's in forever, so I don't know how that is. I don't even know if they sell Supreme quesadillas. I've been meaning to try out the restaurant, so I don't know. We'll see. When I try it out, I will definitely let you guys know. So, I want to talk to you guys about ice cream flavors. I like a lot of different kinds. I like cookie dough ice cream. I like mint chocolate chip. I like cookies and cream and things like that. So, you are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 5, aired on Global Community Radio. Your host is Nicole Garland. If you have any feedback or questions or comments for the show, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. For those of you who missed part of the show or want to review some of the last shows if you missed them, all that information about the show and where to find podcasts are on intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. I have a Twitter out now for those of you who missed the first part. Those are for open forum questions and questions you have for the show, ideas you have for the show, questions you have for my guests that I'll have on the show, and open forum question answers. And my Twitter handle is @teengirlradio. I also have a Facebook page called Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. If you happen to fly by these new social medias, let me know you're there. Send me a tweet. Write me a message. Whatever works. Alright, let's get back into this. So I was talking about ice cream flavors. So I'm not really picky about ice cream flavors because I, first of all, I don't eat a lot of ice cream, and when I do, I really don't care. I'm not much of a chocolate ice cream kind of person unless it's dark chocolate, and I'm not sure how that works because there's milk in the ice cream, so wouldn't it automatically make it chocolate? Like milk chocolate? I'm more of like a vanilla kind of like add sprinkles and things like that. I recommend if you're coming to Tucson or if you have these ice cream shops, I recommend you either go to Baskin Robbins or Cold Stone. Cold Stone is a lot more expensive, but they give you large portions and it's really worth it. It's so rich and so creamy. So, my favorite kind of gift to receive around the holidays is something sentimental, something that means a lot, something that shows me that you are listening to me, and not just something I want or what I need, but more of like you were thinking of me and you thought this would be great to give me. Like, whether it's you worked on it with your heart or you spent your hard-earned money on it or you worked valuable time on it to make it, that really means a lot to me that you spent time looking for something you know I might like. So around the holidays, my favorite holiday is not actually a gift-giving holiday. It's called Thanksgiving. Well, you all know what it is, but Thanksgiving is a time to sit down with your family and talk about what you appreciate with your life. And I try to sit down and do that at least once a month, but I haven't been very active with that. I really need to start getting on with that. But essentially, I write a list of all the things that I appreciate or all the things I'm thankful for or what I have in my life that I want to keep. And so, with Thanksgiving, I love pumpkin. So, with that being said, I love Halloween, I love Thanksgiving, I love Christmas because we serve pumpkin. I love pumpkin pie. So around that time, Starbucks comes out with a drink called Pumpkin Spice. It is so bomb. That is my favorite drink around that time. I will not drink anything else. I will not drink nutmeg. I will not drink crazy teas or anything like that. But no, around that time is pumpkin spice, and I get the lattes, the frappuccinos, everything. And then they come out with pumpkin bread, and pumpkin bread is so bomb. It is so good. Yeah, My favorite fruit is, I have lots of favorite fruits. I like strawberries, I like blueberries, I like blackberries, everything with the end of berry on it, I really like. What else should you know about me? My favorite hobbit from Lord of the Rings is not Frodo. I believe it's Sam, because I have this whole theory, or not really theory, but what I've noticed, and I really like Sam because of his uncompromising character. Like, he still remains compassionate and understanding, and he develops in his own way and changes, but he remains pretty much the same and never changes something about himself for somebody else or for something else. All right, what else should you know? I like my favorite comedians are Daniel Tosh, John Mulaney, and the newest one, I can't remember his name, but I don't remember his name, but he does a segment on SNL that's on YouTube, LeVar Ball. And I don't know, it's just so funny. You should definitely check it out, LeVar Ball on SNL. I don't know, he does these skits that are really funny, and I found a lot of inside jokes with my friends, so I'm able to joke around with that, and it's really cool. You should totally check it out on YouTube. It is so funny. So, my plans for 4th of July, I'm going with a friend for a weekend. We're going to go hiking, and I don't know, I'm just going to relax. I'm not going to really pay attention to the show. I will not be doing the show during those 3 days. I might plan a little here and there, but essentially that's my break to figure out what I want to do. Because I'm not ending the show or anything like that. I'm just figuring out what kind of ideas I can put for the show and what things that I could get the ball rolling on. I would like it if you commented about the show or other things like that to get the kind of ball rolling. I want to know what your guys' favorite music is and favorite shows and favorite ice cream flavors, favorite holidays, favorite fruit, favorite hobbit, favorite comedians, anything you want. But my open forum question will go unanswered. I will not answer it until the next show. And the open forum question is, could you love someone if you knew something was different about them, like physically, like if they were bald or if they had cerebral palsy, or if you were trying to get into a romantic relationship with someone, would cancer be a deal breaker? Like, I want to know all your answers and all your feedback to this, so please let me know how you feel about that, and I will definitely get back to you guys if you guys do respond, and if you guys do, I will be talking about it in the next episode. So, it's crazy to think that I already have 5 shows out already. Well, this is going to be my 5th. And I can't believe I've been doing this for a month. I've had a really rough and a really fun time. I've lost a lot, I've gained a lot, and I'm really excited for the future, so we'll see where that goes. I wanted to talk to you guys real quick about 4th of July. So, I do not know actually a lot about 4th of July. That is something I'm going to research and talk about more in my next show, hopefully. I'd like to learn a little bit more because there's a lot of things that I don't know about. I do know that it's Independence Day, and that was when the United States broke off from Great Britain. Like, I know that from history, but I want to get down into, like, deep into understanding what that was all about. And I will be hiking all over Tucson. If you want, I will write a journal of all my thoughts about where we went and things like that, and I will go over it in my next show, so yeah. Be tuned for that, and you are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 5, aired on Global Community Radio, your host, Nicole Garland. Any feedback or comments for the show, feels free free to email me intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. If you'd like to respond to any of the open forum questions, feel free to message me on my page on Facebook, Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, and hit me up on Twitter at Teen Girl Radio. Any information about the show or missed podcasts, or if you came in late, please feel free to view all that information on intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. And remember, in this crazy mixed up world where you think nobody cares, I do. Be good. Bonus points if you know where that's from. Have a good night.